Hi, welcome to Funded. I'm Caitlin Finney, and this is a Clearinghouse CDFI'd podcast, here to give you a glimpse into the community development work Clearinghouse CDFI is doing around the country. Listeners can expect to tune into conversations discussing what a CDFI is, how getting funded by a CDFI works, community impact stories, and how we are all working towards building better communities together. Hello, and welcome back to Funded by Clearinghouse CDFI. I'm your host, Kate Anthony. Today, we are joined by our very first guest. This is Brittany Fairweather from TRX Capital Fund. Brittany is a self-motivated and versatile real estate professional with extensive experience in residential loan origination, investor relations, fund management, business development. She has thorough understanding of real estate investment strategies and operations. She has great knowledge about private money lending, which we're going to talk about today. And she's had a lot of success in planning and executing marketing sales strategies, both individually and as an executive in charge of sales and marketing. And on top of all that, she's a licensed real estate agent. So she's like a one-woman show. Brittany, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you mind giving the audience a little bit of background about how you landed at TRX Capital?
So I am one of the founders of TRX Capital. Our team has been together for almost 15 years in various different iterations of lending companies, investment companies, equity partnerships, direct investments. And so we founded TRX Capital just this year and really became out of a need for a comprehensive lending solution for the clients that we have today and that we know that we want to be able to offer products and solutions for in the real estate finance market. So.
Nice. Yeah, well, a little bit of context about how Brittany and I came into contact. Brittany spoke at our Women's Network yesterday with her awesome girl gang from TRX Capital that she briefly mentioned, but It was a really insightful conversation. It left me really fired up to talk to you even more today. But one of the things that you mentioned was that your guys' focus a lot of the time is to help educate your clients. And that's one of the main goals that we're doing here at Funded is we want to help educate people about financing and banking and lending and how we can be of service to the people that we want to help. So I'm very excited to talk to you today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the above skills that I mentioned, you were at a few different companies, but it ultimately brought you to TRX, and you're doing private money lending. And what is your own understanding of the CDFI industry?
So my understanding of the CDFI industry is really focusing on redeveloping communities, underserved communities specifically, and bringing home ownership and housing to the occupants and the residents of those underserved communities, and being able to expand the box that most typically people assume goes along with obtaining conventional mortgages and buying real estate. And being, you know, able to really achieve that goal. And a lot of people have that stigma of, you know, it's so hard, or I don't have enough money down saved up, or I don't have enough, you know, the right kind of income qualifications and all these things that people generally think of when they think about getting a mortgage. It's super scary. And so my understanding, and I could be totally off base, but I think I'm pretty right, is that the goal of CDFI is really to educate people on how they can take advantage of the programs available and achieve that goal of homeownership.
Yeah, exactly. We don't exactly do like home loans. We do like community development projects, like, you know, community facilities. There's like affordable housing projects. But yeah, ultimately the goal is to reach people who the traditional like finance industry doesn't normally target. And, you know, that's kind of our bread and butter. And I know at TRX Capital, you guys are kind of in the same niche of trying to help people, you know, become a little bit more financially independent and, you know, investing in commercial real estate. So as somebody who has a limited understanding of the finance industry in general, how can you best explain what you guys do as private money lenders and like using leverage?
So the best way to explain it and describe our role in a real estate transaction is we provide some of the capital, some of the money needed to acquire and purchase the property. And in some cases, buy the land and then build the home or renovate the existing home. And then we also provide financing for the long-term loan, which most people think of as a conventional, traditional 30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage. So we can do short-term financing, short-term loans to purchase and renovate or build the home, and then also the long-term financing for the owner of the home if they choose to keep it as an investment property and have someone rent that property back from them. We do not today finance owner occupants. So if you are going to be buying a property that you are going to live in or move into, that is not the type of loan that we do today, but we have partners that we work with that do those types of mortgages. There's a lot of different financing, compliance and licensing requirements that go along with that. So all we do today is what we call business purpose loans, and that's making loans to businesses, corporations, LLCs, anyone who is acquiring the property for the purpose of, creating revenue for their business.
Okay. And, you know, a term that gets thrown out a lot is hard money. Is that the same as, you know, are those two go hand in hand?
So yes and no. Hard money typically gets a pretty negative stigma. The biggest difference that I can tell you about hard money versus what we call ourselves, which is private money, is hard money lenders generally charge more interest, charge more fees associated with their loans. They focus their loans almost exclusively on the value of the asset, of the collateral that they're putting a mortgage on, and very little on the borrower of the actual funds. So whereas we, with private money, and usually true hard money is capped with a certain exposure limit or a certain amount that they can lend based on the capital that they have available. So if I had $100,000 and I was just lending my $100,000 out, you know, that's only, that only goes so far. Private money, which is what we call ourselves and which we do, and we really pioneered that industry 15 years ago, is we take that concept of hard money where we look at the value of the asset, we look at the collateral and the property, and we base our decisions to lend primarily on that asset. But we also, because we have a more conventional mortgage background, where we also look at the borrower, we look at the quality of the credibility and the experience of the investor. So we kind of marry the two together, and then we're able to take that and obtain other lines of credit for ourselves, whether that be from bigger institutions or other family offices, folks that are managing investments for lots of other high net worth individuals. And we can pool that capital together and be able to continue to lend more and more and more based on the initial loans that we make with the capital that we have. So private money is a little bit more strict, it's a little more stringent, it's a little bit less expensive, and it's a little bit less of the wild, wild west, where hard money usually is more more expensive, like I said. So but those are the biggest differences, in my opinion, what I'd say the differences are. Hard money is usually also more regionally focused. So they kind of, usually hard money lenders stick to a specific region. They focus on, you know, an area that they know really well, because that's their value, is they can move quickly. They know the area really well. Private money, we are a national platform, so we have access to be able to make investments in loans all throughout the country.
Yeah, expand. It's one of the benefits about, you know, partnering with a CDFI or a private money lender is that there's a little bit more flexibility in the kinds of deals, and we have a little bit more wiggle room to work with other parties and close some deals. So that makes, it's one advantage of, you know, working with companies like us. So one of the questions I have for you is, you know, as a CDFI, we kind of target all kinds of different people, small business owners, commercial real estate investors, nonprofits. You guys focus solely on commercial real estate investors, right? Those are your main partnerships. Can you kind of paint us a picture of who that might look like? I think a lot of people have in their mind of, like, you know, a man in a suit looking to purchase real estate. That's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not the case. And most of our clients are not the suits sitting behind, you know, quartz desks and floors and big towers in New York City. Like, that's not our typical clientele. So we work with investors for everyone, anyone from getting their first deal out the gate, all the way up through people who have portfolios of 2,000 homes plus. We work with new builders. We work with experienced builders. We really work with any profile of an investor. And to give you an example, we have an investor that we are just starting to work with. He's based in Indianapolis, and he's always been a builder. He's always been someone pays him to build a house. He builds a lot for nonprofits. He builds a lot for Habitat for Humanity. He builds specific homes in specific neighborhoods that are designed to be low cost for lower income families. And he's always been just a builder for someone else. And he's now come to us and he said, listen, I have the opportunity to buy a couple of these lots. And now I want to build for myself, and I want to be able to put a tenant in there, or I want to be able to resell that home. So we're working with him to build his portfolio up. So that's an example of someone that we started working with. And then we have another investor in the same market who has 2,000 properties that he holds on to for rentals. So really, you know, every kind of profile of investors who we work with and who we have programs available for.
Yeah, pretty accessible to anybody who wants to get into the investment game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so CDFIs are so mission-driven, and that can greatly differ from what people assume to be like a stereotypical financial institution, like private money lenders. So are there any like similar goals that you guys have, you know, to help people that, you know, people might not be aware of?
So one of the things I love about our partnership with CDFI is, and what I love about our position that we're at right now with TRX is that we can be a little picky. We can choose who we want to do business with because we are mission driven as well. We find investors, we find business owners, we find individuals who are like-minded and have the same desire to create homeownership and to create opportunities in underserved markets and continue to build jobs, local jobs within these markets. And so we are very, even though we are, you know, private money lender and we have a large footprint, we're very mission driven. We do things with a very specific goal of working with like-minded individuals and having alignment in our goals and in our mission to provide housing. It's something we're all very passionate about. And as you heard yesterday from our girl gang, all the people we have on our team, you know, have a very have a huge heart for that. And so we work with specifically target and work with investors who feel the same way and who want to provide housing, who want to provide either home ownership or occupancy or into markets where there's a need.
Yeah. One of the other things that you guys mentioned yesterday in our Women's Network meeting was that sometimes you guys help people rewrite their business model and get them on a better track from, you know, when they came to you. That's another like huge piece of impact that you guys are doing to help people, you know, increase cash flow and, you know, increase their portfolio, and you're helping all around there.
Yeah, we like to be a second set of eyes. We've told people more times than they probably care to admit that we thought that maybe that wasn't the right deal, or maybe they should double check a number or look back at a title issue, check a few more comparable sales, you know, really make sure that they have their I's dotted and their T's crossed, because we are not in the business of being an asset owner. We make loans to our investors so that they can thrive, and we do not have the goal or intention of ever foreclosing or taking back that property. It's not what we want to do. So that is why we underwrite the way we underwrite, and we don't want to make our investments in properties that are not going to be strong performing and investments for our clients. So we do like to think of ourselves as a second set of eyes. We can provide some tips and tricks. We can provide some pitfalls. We can provide some expertise along the way. And, you know, even to the point of, you know, we have a lot of clients who are building in similar markets, and we can compare budgets and be like, well, you know, your budget looks like you might be a little bit high on this material. You might want to go call this guy and see if you can get a little bit better pricing over here. And all that just will just help, you know, boost up the returns that they're getting, and then ultimately help them keep coming back to us too. Because we do provide more value than just financing.
Exactly. Expertise, knowledge, and your 15-year history. Now that we've kind of talked about the main goals of like what capital lenders are all about, what are the benefits or like circumstances where you guys would kind of partner with the CDFI? Like, what kind of loan would that look like?
So similar to the investors that I was talking about in Indianapolis and in other markets where we have a similar profile of client. We work with these individuals to buy distressed homes and renovate them. And then they make them available to lower income families or occupants who might not be able to qualify because they might not be able to have, you know, they might not have enough of a down payment. And what they do too there is they then are able to help their tenants save a little bit of down payment every month and make those homes available to them to acquire at the end of their lease terms. So we kind of bring it all full circle, and that's where we really have had the benefit of this product and this program, is because those tenants need some more alternative type product to be able to acquire the property, whether it be because they you know, are a hairstylist or a daycare owner and they don't get a typical W-2, you know? And so those types of people need the more alternative product to be able to buy the homes and be able to qualify for them. So that's where we've really been successful so far. Our partnership is fairly new, so I'm sure that we will come up with lots of other ways to work together as well. But that's where we've had, you know, common mission and common alignment and been able to really help serve the communities.
Yeah. One of the other like cool things about, you know, our kinds of companies teaming up is that it brings a little bit more, you know, visibility to alternative lending options and kind of finding a grassroots way to get some of these projects done. Can we go back a little bit and talk about leverage, that terms? You know, some people might apply that in different contexts. What does it mean in this context?
So when I talk about leverage, I am referring to the ability to essentially multiply the velocity that your money will work for you. So if you have $10,000 and you want to buy something that costs $10,000, if you leverage your $10,000 with a loan from a private money lender or an institutional investor, you can then take that same $10,000 and grow that, because we will give you, if your purchase is using round numbers, of course, $10,000, we'll give you up to 80% of that. So then you really only have to take $2,000 of your $10,000 for that investment. So really, hypothetically, then you have another $8,000 to do again, 2,000 here, 2,000 here. So you can instantly grow and expand on what your capital can do for you, as opposed to just putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah, smart move to keep a little, you know, dam away. You know, you don't have to put all of your money and investment into one property without, you know, there's a little bit less risk.
Exactly. You diversify way, right? What you're invested in. You diversify the types of properties you're invested in, diversify the markets that you're invested in. You know, we have a lot of people who go to different neighborhoods, go to different areas, because, you know, if there's a, something goes wrong in one area or neighborhood or natural disaster or something, you know, their risk is spread out there, and they're not all focused and hyper-focused in one specific area.
Yeah. when you guys collaborate with like a CDFI or, you know, these kind of loans come into your hands, what are the pros and cons of like working in collaboration with other lenders? Like we at CCDFI want to be able to like capitalize on what works well and what, you know, try to fix what maybe doesn't. Do you notice any kind of relationships like that?
So we, this business, this industry as a whole is incredibly relationship driven. And there is no situation in which bringing in another resource is not going to serve you better. Whether that be they introduce you to a different type of vendor you can use or a different type of loan product that would be available, or another referral somewhere. So constantly improving the value of your relationships and your network is always going to have a positive impact on not only the specific transaction you're working on, but your entire business overall. So working with, you know, for us, working with CDFI and other institutions that are similar only enhances what we're able to bring to the table to our clients across the board. And I think, like I said, with this specific situation, it's really being able to provide an alternative loan product that we wouldn't offer today because our capital is just not set up for it.
Right. Well, that's all my questions. Thank you for giving me a little bit more insight into, and all of us, insight into private money lending. It's been pretty educational for me. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and sit with us today.
Of course. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Excited to help share any knowledge that we have and be a resource for anyone that needs it. So.
Yeah, we're going to link Brittany's social pages to her personal and her business with TRX Capital Fund. Go give them a follow. If you feel like you want to give us a subscribe, go ahead and click that button, turn on notifications. We're going to be around for a third episode here coming up, but thank you for joining us on this second one, and we'll see you on
the
next
one.
Bye.